Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some music by Dvorak, Barber, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with some music by Ravel. He had a passion for the theater, and many of his works were composed for the stage, including the one-act ballet, Daphnis and Chloe. He was commissioned to write the score by Diaghilev back in the early 1900s. It took over 3 years to write, premiered back in June of 1912, and it was scored for a large orchestra, including, get this, a wind machine. It is a beautiful, rich work, but initially quite the challenge to dance to. We're going to hear a historic performance by the London Symphony Orchestra and Pierre Monteux conducting. Here is the introduction.
Thank you.
the London Symphony Orchestra, joined by the members of the chorus of the Royal Opera House. And that was conducted by Pierre Monteux, and that was the introduction to Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, some musical collaborations have the brilliance about them, the right time, the right place, and the right inspiration. This next collaboration comes from a number of letters that a Veronese intellect answered, all who were addressed to Juliet Capulet. And of what the letters contained, only one can surmise, but the collaboration touches the subject of love, dismissal, and home. And in that regard, here is Elvis Costello and the Brodsky Quartet with The Letter Home.
Care of St. Ignatius House, Willoughby Drive, Parramatta, New South Wales, is 5th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 1935. Why must I always apologize every time that I sit down to write? Through my own fault, I may find you're no longer living at this address. Please excuse the lack of news, the feeling of strange privilege, for the hour of trial in these times of distress mean more than years in prison by I can remember when we were children, though I could never imagine this day. Your brother told me we'd live forever. I'll go on better, I heard myself say. And it seems so strange now that he's gone to recall all these games. Though the years have divided us, friendships have strained and broken. Oh, by the way, how's that girl that you wed? I hated. I can't come home, I might as well say. Life is short, I shall not write again.
The Brodsky Quartet with Elvis Costello. That was The Letter Home from the album The Juliet Letters. And why not continue with the theme of home, whether going home, reminiscing of home, or finding a new one in a new world? Dvorak's overture My Home was performed in concert in America alongside his more popular symphony from the New World. It is, however, based on a melody which was later incorporated into the Czech national anthem. It originated as the overture to a play of the adventurous life of Joseph Till, a Czech actor and playwright who is remembered best for the song Where Is My Home. Dvorak used elements, and at the time he wrote it, he had no idea that it would be drafted into national service and have a new generation later. We're going to hear a great performance of My Home with the Scottish National Orchestra and Nima Yarvi conducting. Nothing Like Ending in Style. That was the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi conducting, and that was My Home by Dvorak. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. It's the program's time for regular listeners who know it is oboe music time. Today, some music by Walter Piston. Now, he was a native of Rockland, Maine, and considered to be one of America's leading composers and educators. His suite for oboe and piano was written back in 1931 and was loosely based on some Baroque models. Now, from the CD Winter's Past, here is Greg Donovetsky, joined by Virginia Mitchell, with Walter Piston's Suite in Five Movements. Enjoy. Thank you. Greg Donovetsky on oboe, joined by Virginia Mitchell on piano. And that was Walter Piston's Suite in Five Movements. And let's move on to some music by Samuel Barber. He began composing at an early age with his first operatic attempt at the age of 10. He went on to study composition, piano, and voice at the very famous Curtis Institute. He knew at a very early age that he was destined to be a composer, as attested to in this letter that he wrote to his mother. Dear Mother, I have written this to tell you my worrying secret. Now don't cry when you read it, because it is neither yours nor my fault. I suppose I will have to tell it now, without any nonsense. To begin with, I was not meant to be an athlete. I was meant to be a composer, and will be, I'm sure. I'll ask you one more thing. Don't ask me to try to forget this unpleasant thing and go play football. Sometimes I've been worrying about this so much that it makes me mad, but not very. Well, those were the writings of Samuel Barber, and I'm glad that he decided on composition. And we were going to hear some beautiful works for voice this morning. Here are selections from his complete songbook.
The birds.
The beautiful voice of Cheryl Studer, and that was Of That So Sweet Imprisonment. Also, Terrence Hampson was in that set as well, with Night Wanderers, and Cheryl Studer again before that with Love's Caution. And all those comes from a great collection of songs, the Samuel Barber, The Songs Complete. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And I'm always so enjoy the talents that we have here right in Canada. And I'm going to feature next a Canadian duo called Dua Calixa with flutist Kelly Williamson, joined by guitarist Mariette Stevenson. Now, both are very accomplished musicians and also teachers who share the passion for the music of Latin America. In this regard, we're going to hear a selection by Astor Piazzolla. Now, an Argentine tango composer, he actually revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style that was termed Nuevo Tango, incorporating elements both from jazz and classical music. And he was also a very celebrated understatement performer. So here is Duo Calixa with Bordel 1900. What an ending. That was music by Astor Piazzolla, performed by Duo Calixa, a duet of musicians, Canadian musicians at that, Mariette Stevenson and Kelly Williamson. Moving along to some music by Paul Schoenfeld. Now, his music is inspired by popular, foreign, and a little bit of folk music as well, and also what one might call traditional classical music. He is a mathematician and musician, and also a very innovative composer. This next work is the final movement from a work called Four Parables, which was inspired when a friend told him to take some life experiences and set them to music. It was originally written for piano back in 1982-83, and each of the movements tells a particular story. The final movement intrigued me. It's called Dog Heaven, and was inspired by his encounter with two children whose mother had gotten rid of the family pet as punishment. To assuage their pain, he made up a story for them about a swanky jazz club in Dog Heaven, a place where the streets are lined with bones and there's a fire hydrant on every corner. What dog wouldn't like that? Here is Jeffrey Gahan with the final movement of Schoenfeld's Four Parables.
Thank you.
It makes me think I'd like to go to dog heaven. That was music by Paul Schoenfeld, performed by Jeffrey Kahane. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I do believe I can leave you with one very quick selection. This is music from Noel Coward. I'll see you again, and hopefully I'll see you then too. Till next time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Desert Inn takes great pleasure in presenting Mr. Noel Coward.
Whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. Dance, 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 little lady, youth is fleeting to the rhythm beating in your mind. Dance, 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 little lady, so obsessed with second best, no rest you'll ever find. Time and tide and trouble never, never wait. Let the cauldron bubble.